Hi, so I'm going to be talking about the Farmers Market Access Project, which was an intervention in Seattle, King County to increase the number of farmers markets and vendors accepting SNAP benefits and WIC cash value vouchers. This project was funded by Public Health Seattle and King County through a cooperative agreement with the CDC's Community Putting Prevention to Work program, and I have no relationships to disclose. Before I get into the details of the Farmers Market Access Project, I want to talk a little bit about the history of SNAP and WIC in farmers markets in the U.S. So, as you can see, the amount of SNAP dollars spent at farmers markets really took a nosedive starting in the 90s. And that's because in 1994, the USDA transitioned the food stamp program to SNAP, and that meant switching from paper coupons to electronic benefit transfer cards, or EBT cards. These are similar to debit cards. This was great for SNAP recipients. It was more convenient, less stigma. However, it meant that retailers, in order to accept SNAP, now needed a EBT terminal, which is similar to a credit card reader. But, you know, USDA recognized this, and they gave out free EBT terminals to all SNAP retailers. However, these EBT terminals required electricity and a landline in order to function. Most farmers markets are outdoors. They weren't able to use these traditional terminals. The other option for farmers markets was they could do this sort of manual dial-in process, like when your credit card isn't accepted at a store, you know, they'll sit there and call up and read in your number. Super inconvenient for the shopper and the farmers market, and as you can see, a lot of farmers markets just stopped accepting SNAP. However, very soon after, they developed wireless credit debit EBT terminals, which are perfect for farmers markets. But the USDA does not give these away for free like they do the regular terminals. And at these costs, they're inaccessible for most farmers markets. So on to WIC. Starting in 1993, WIC began providing the Farmers Market Nutrition Program, which are $2 checks given out to clients who want them that are good only for the purchase of fresh fruits and vegetables, only good at farmers markets. And this project has been shown to increase fruit and vegetable consumption among recipients and is a major source of income for a lot of farmers markets. Prior to 2009, that was the only way that WIC covered the purchase of fruits and vegetables. In 2009, WIC redesigned their offerings, and they introduced the cash value vouchers into their regular system of offerings. So these are $6 to $10 monthly vouchers, good for the purchase of fruits and vegetables. They're kind of designed for regular supermarkets, although states have the option of approving them for use at farmers markets as well. And the Farmers Market Nutrition Program, those $2 checks, that's funded at about $22 million a year and is a significant source of income for farmers markets. The CVV program is funded at $500 million per year. So if these are approved for use at farmers markets, it could be a big boon for farmers markets and a new source of fruits and vegetables for WIC clients. So on to the Farmers Market Access Project, or FMAP as I call it. This is a two-part intervention. So on the SNAP EBT side, they worked with vendors or markets as a whole. So if a vendor wants to accept SNAP EBT, they can have a terminal directly at their stall, and they can accept SNAP EBT as well as credit debit. For markets, they can get a terminal that they share for the entire market. They keep it at the front near the entrance, and when customers come in, they swipe their credit, debit, or EBT card and get these dollar tokens that they can use throughout the market. Anyone who wants to accept SNAP EBT has to register with the USDA and apply to become an FNS SNAP retailer. This is a pretty onerous application. It requires a lot of financial information. So what the Farmers Market Access Project did was tell vendors and markets, if you successfully fill out this application and become an approved SNAP retailer, we will reimburse you for a year's worth of terminal fees, so like the transaction fees and the setup costs, as well as 50% of the purchase price of a terminal or the cost of a one-year lease on a terminal. on the WIC CVV end, FMAP worked with the state WIC office to get provisional permission to allow select vendors to accept WIC CVVs at farmers markets. In order to be eligible, the vendors had to already be participating in the farmers market nutrition program. They also had to fill out an additional application and attend an in-person training. The Farmers Market Access Project worked with 9 farmers markets, all located in South Seattle and South King County, Washington. This is the lowest income area of King County and home to the county's only food deserts. I poked my head into the grocery store in one of these neighborhoods, and that is seriously the entire produce aisle. So I conducted a mixed methods post-implementation evaluation, looking at the barriers, motivations, and experience of 4 stakeholder groups in this project, vendors and their employees at the 9 target markets, the manager of each of the 9 markets, and they were sort of integral in making the decision of whether or not the market would get a market-wide terminal, the staff at the WIC clinics nearby each of the markets who were asked to do outreach about the project, and finally shoppers at each of the 9 markets who received SNAP and or WIC. So I visited each of the 9 markets for 1 full day to do interviews and surveying. I did intercept interviews with 99 vendors and employees, and then I did a follow-up phone and email survey with vendor owners after the market season had closed to get a sense of their plans for the future. I distributed surveys at each of the WIC clinics and got 83 surveys in return, held a focus group with WIC staff as well as market managers together with 17 people in attendance. I did semi-structured interviews with each of the 9 market managers, and finally I did intercept interviews at the markets with 63 WIC and SNAP shoppers. So 6 of the 9 target markets chose to get a market-wide EBT credit debit terminal, and 10 of the 125 eligible vendors got a terminal to use at their individual stall. This resulted in a 79% increase in the number of vendor stalls at these markets accepting SNAP, because 2 of the markets had used the slow dial-up process to accept SNAP prior to this intervention. 38 of the 88 eligible WIC vendors chose to accept WIC CVV, and about a half of 1% of the CVVs distributed in the region were cashed in at the markets during about the 5 months that they were open. So I've broken down the results based on the 4 stakeholder groups. Vendors said that the number one reason that they chose to participate in this project was to make it easier for low-income shoppers to buy their food, and this came above making profits for them. Among those vendors who did not participate, the number one reason for not getting a terminal was that vendors didn't want to pay transaction fees. And I should mention here that while traditional retailers, Walmart, don't pay transaction fees on SNAP EBT transactions, farmers markets that are using wireless terminals do pay a transaction fee because they have to go through a third-party wireless processor. On WIC CVV, the number one reason for not participating was that farmers couldn't attend the required training, and this speaks to one of the timing issues of projects like this. The project planners had to work on CDC's funding schedule and the state WIC office's schedule, which meant that these required trainings were held right during a harvest season, and it meant a lot of these farmers just couldn't attend. 3/4 of farmers who participated said they wanted to continue in the next season, even without the subsidies that they had received initially. Over half of those selling at markets with market-wide terminals said it had increased their profits, and almost everyone wanted the markets to continue using it. Market managers, the number one reasons for participating, for getting a market-wide terminal, were an increased customer base and increased convenience, especially for credit debit shoppers. A number of the market managers told me this wasn't something they'd considered beforehand and that they'd been really hesitant about it, but it was the encouragement and especially the technical assistance from the Farmers Market Access Project that motivated them to do it. Everyone who got a terminal was universally happy with it and planned to use it in the following seasons. the managers who participated were all at markets that were run by nonprofit farmers market associations with paid staff who could absorb some of the work that comes along with this. The non-participating markets were volunteer or city-run. They were really worried about the accounting they'd have to take on, and also concerned that if they made accounting errors, they would be held liable for SNAP fraud, and that's something that really concerned especially the city markets. So among WIC staff, about half told every one of their clients about WIC CVV opportunities, and almost 40% told most of their clients. Outreach was a little bit lower with SNAP, around SNAP EBT. However, those who did do regular outreach said that their clients were overwhelmingly enthusiastic about going to farmers markets and wanted more information about using their benefits there. Clients with limited English proficiency were a little bit more likely to be described as confused or overwhelmed by this information. The WIC staff also told us that they understood the basics of the project. They knew what they were supposed to tell their clients, but that they knew a lot of their clients were kind of intimidated by farmers markets, and that the WIC staff themselves, hadn't shopped at farmers markets before and didn't really know how to describe the farmers market or ease the anxiety that some of their clients were feeling. And when we had this focus group with WIC staff and farmers market managers together, it was the first time most of them had met, and they came up with really exciting ideas about collaborating and improving outreach by working together. Lastly, WIC and SNAP shoppers. And again, I was talking to people who received WIC and SNAP who were shopping at the farmers market. So it's kind of a select group of WIC and SNAP shoppers. Awareness was relatively low. Less than half of the folks I talked to were aware that they could use their benefits at the market. However, they were very enthusiastic about farmers markets. I asked the people I talked to compare the produce at the market to the produce at their usual supermarket. 90% said the quality was a little or much better at the farmer's market. 62% said the selection was a little or much better. And 53% said the price at the farmer's market was a little or much less expensive than their usual supermarket. I also talked to the WIC staff about their perceptions of their clients' barriers to using their benefits at the market. Transportation and location were the number one barrier cited. Also language barriers. The WIC population, at least in South King County, is made up of a large limited English proficiency population. And so a lot of them felt a little intimidated about going to a market and trying out something new when they didn't speak English. So, in conclusion, this project shows that vendors and market managers are willing to take on a degree of inconvenience to serve low-income shoppers. This is something they care about, and participating in this project wasn't necessarily easy. It took a lot of work on their end to fill out these applications and get set up with terminals and go to trainings, but they wanted to do it. However, if we're going to make these kinds of changes into systems changes rather than just sort of small interventions that are funded for only a few months, we've really got to make these sorts of policies and subsidies wider reaching. And for instance, here in the city of California, all farmers markets are required to accept SNAP EBT. In addition, I've learned from this project that a lot of the requirements of nutrition assistance benefits programs really cater to the needs of large retailers, to the Walmarts of the world. And we need to change those regulations to adapt to some of the needs of small farmers and farmers markets. Lastly, this is a supply and demand issue, and if you do an intervention like this, you've got to make sure that shoppers and WIC and SNAP clients are aware of these opportunities. And one way to do that, as they learn from our WIC staff and market managers, is to get the markets to really collaborate with community organizations that are already serving those populations. Lastly, I want to mention that the 2010 Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act requires WIC to transition to EBT by 2020. So this is the same change that we saw in 1994 that caused that huge dip in spending at farmers markets. And the terminals, the SNAP EBT terminals that farmers markets currently have, are not programmed to accept WIC EBT. So one way to get around this is through wireless smart device apps, similar to like Square Technologies for credit debit on phones. There are apps out there. They're in pilot projects in Michigan and Texas right now, but state departments of health need to approve these apps for use at farmers markets and for use in accepting WIC and SNAP. And in addition, the farmers market community really needs to work to outfit farmers markets and vendors with this type of technology, or they're going to be left behind once again. Lastly, I just want to acknowledge everyone who made this project possible. Yeah. Okay. Great question, and I read the letter right before I came here, and I was excited to see it. Yes, Michigan has a pilot project going on right now, and so does Texas. They're going on right now, and I don't know a whole lot more about them other than that. The Farmers Market Access Project team and I most recently were funded to do sort of a feasibility study in Washington State looking at Square technology for farmers markets. And I have some very preliminary survey results that I could share with you afterwards or anyone else who's interested. But some of the main issues are, you know, these WIC EBT apps have been developed as well as a SNAP EBT app, meaning that people can have their smartphone, they put a little square thingy on it, swipe people's cards, and can process their benefits right there. But states have to approve these apps for use. And right now, the USDA requires paper receipts for all SNAP transactions. So when you go into your cute coffee shop and you swipe your credit debit card on someone's iPhone, they email you the receipt. That's part of what makes it so easy. But for farmers markets right now, if they wanted to use the SNAP app, they have to buy a portable printer that hooks up to their iPhone, and it's just such a huge barrier. It's not going to happen. If USDA would take away that requirement for paper receipts and approve email receipts, then I think that would be a big help to this sort of project. Yeah.
I wanted to mention one go around the need to train every vendor or farmer for WIC. The way that we do it at one of the farmers markets here is in a federally qualified census tract. And we gain about 75% of all the EBT in San Francisco that we need in farmers markets. Is that the market manager gets trained and then she guarantees that she will train people rather than meeting every vendor, many of whom are not literate in English.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the people who put together this project wanted to do that because that was what works best, and unfortunately the state WIC office, because this was a pilot project and was they were sort of concerned about doing CVV in markets, required that all vendors attend an in-person training taught by WIC staff. But I absolutely agree that doing this sort of train the trainer at the markets is what really works well. Anything else? Yeah. Yes, great question. The question was, did vendors have issues caching the CVVs? Yes, so if you're familiar with the Farmers Market Nutrition Program coupons, the shopper just hands it to the vendor and then they turn it into the bank. With CVVs, the shopper has to come up, show their ID, the vendor has to check it, and they have to write down the transaction information, get a signature on the CVV. That was really difficult. Most vendors said that was no problem at all. some vendors, especially vendors with low English proficiency, said that was very difficult, and a few of them, because they weren't filled out correctly, could not redeem them at the bank, and those were sort of the 25% of folks who said, I don't want to participate in this again. Anything else?
One more question.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you. So I wondered how feasible would it be for you to collaborate with commercial grocers during the year when the farmers markets are not open?
That's something we're actually looking at and starting to explore. Unfortunately, we had several staffing changes in our team this year that kind of put us down a little bit, but we have a lot of, if you look at one of our materials, we worked on this healthy resource guide, and do you have a couple you want to just pass it around? And the idea being to kind of map out some of the other places around these communities that did offer some healthy foods. As we said earlier, there's not really any major grocery stores right around there, but there are ethnic markets, and there were some convenience stores that did have some produce. So we tried to help people have a sense of what was there. And the next step that we wanted to take was to actually see if there was a way to work with those type of vendors during the off season. We are fortunate this year that our summer market is having a winter market. And while we're not able to continue to give out more coupons, we just decided actually this week that we have some extra funds that we can offer a couple of special events where we can give folks a few extra tokens and probably have some sort of a theme and get them, it's a different location because it's indoors, and hopefully get more folks to actually come and to check that out and to try it. In years past, that winter market had a couple of days, and it was kind of awkward to figure out, you know, how to help people go to that. This year, it's weekly, it's indoors, it's the same time as the summer one. So we're very fortunate to have that this year, and we're really going to try and get folks over to try it out. Yes?
Do you have people doing nutrition ed, or that, you know, kind of attachment to figure out who are your clients the whole time in the market?
Yes. We have our fabulous RD, Allison. She is at every market day, twice a week, all summer. And we also use a graduate student intern in nutrition, and they have done a fantastic job of building relationships with people over time, the market, and really getting to know them and talk about a lot of these issues. And I'm sure she could talk more if you have other questions for her.
Just a follow-up to that. So how do you get
Can you hear Allison?
Can you hear me okay? So they have coupons that they get, and that's what they get from their providers. They get the coupons. They can't spend the coupons at that time. They can only spend the dollar tokens, and the only way they can get the dollar tokens is to come and see us. So they have to come see us, they give us their coupon, and then at that time, as we're kind of pulling out the tokens and all of that, we're able to engage them in conversation, and some of them don't really want to talk much, but most of them actually do get into good conversations with us then, so.
Thank you. Yes.
I wonder why that model that you guys described won't work for the EBT situation, because you couldn't get the health departments or local government to have the EBT station and keep the people with the EBT by their card get a token.
There are certain farmers markets that, you know, to get around the sort of liability issue and the lack of paid staff, partner with nonprofit organizations, and the nonprofit organization will be the one who applies for the FNS number and runs the machine. Your question was whether or not the government would run it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of governments, at least from our study, the two city-run farmers markets didn't want to do it because they take on a lot of liability by accepting SNAP and running this sort of program, and they don't. That was something at least the folks we talked to didn't want to take that on. The farmer's market manager or whoever's running the machine has a table there, and it works very similarly to this.
To be respectful of everyone's time, it's 2:00, so please give our panel a hand.